the desk. But I still do that. I still put it underneath the table.
Are you serious?
You stick gum underneath the table?
Mary Caroline.
I've never stuck gum somewhere in my life.
No.
Not once.
Are we live?
We're live.
Okay, good. Because did you get that?
I think we got that. Yeah.
Mackie.
Are you sure? Yeah.
When do you stick it and where? Like, would you ever stick it under the church pew?
No, I never would chew gum walking into church. But, like, I definitely have stuck it under, like, at a concert or, like, at a restaurant or, like, at a football game.
At a restaurant?
Like, an outdoor restaurant.
There's napkins.
Like, also, I just like, definitely do this.
Don't outdoor restaurants, like, have those tables with the holes in them usually?
Yeah.
Like, where are you sticking it?
Like, underneath the seat if the table, like, has the holes.
Okay.
She's an
expert.
she's an expert.
So you guys have never done that.
One time in my life.
Because I've always known that it's wrong.
I just feel like it's not that wrong.
And the kids that got sent to detention would have to like scrape it off in public school.
No, it's definitely messed up. Because like then people probably touch it like underneath the table.
Yeah, Mackie,
like, I hate that.
It's gross. Touched it?
Yeah, and I don't like it, but I'll continue.
But you're part of the problem.
I'm like definitely not being a great citizen. And you guys are bringing that to my attention.
When was the last time you did this?
Has to be like a month ago.
Dude.
Are you serious?
I remember the other day, like I was done chewing my gum and I didn't put it anywhere. I gave it to somebody and they like took it in their hand and went and threw it away. But like, it's definitely not something that's been like years. It's been like a few months.
Okay, wow. All right.
It's like a normal thing for me. Sorry.
I'm learning so much about you.
Yeah.
Would you guys not think I would do that?
No,
like, do you think I'm more of like, I don't litter, but is that littering?
What's that? Yeah, that's absolutely littering.
I mean, yeah. 100%.
I'm not throwing trash. Do y'all throw gum out the door?
Gum out the window is fine, I feel like.
No, I don't do that.
In the car?
No.
I wasn't allowed to growing up, but I don't do that.
Because a squirrel would choke?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Another myth?
That's what I was always told.
Wait, a squirrel really? Would choke?
It worked. I don't do it. So, I mean.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? That's like the other parent myths that are ingrained. But yeah.
All right. Well, I just learned that Mackie puts her chewed gum underneath the table of restaurants, concerts.
I'm embarrassed. I don't even do it anymore.
What else? Restaurants, concerts, not the church.
Why not the church? Why do you draw the line at church? Why not?
Dude.
Because God's watching.
It's worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not worse. Watching at the restaurants, though.
Yeah. And I like, or like a football or a baseball game.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
welcome
back.
Thank you. Welcome back.
Good to see you.
You too. We are wearing like jeans today, which we never do because we're going to dinner.
First time dressing up for the pod.
Yeah. I don't hate it, but I might hate it when I see the clips.
I feel like we're going to like it.
You think?
I guess you won't really see like your pants in the clips, but the pants are really cute.
Thank you.
The Free People barrel jeans, y'all. We got to LTK them.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So
what's up?
This weekend, can we just talk about this weekend?
Of course.
Okay. So I got like really annoyed this weekend.
This was like Wednesday though.
Wait, was it Wednesday?
Yeah, or Thursday. Okay. That's usually when our weekend starts.
I got really annoyed on Thursday night. We went to like a writer's round downtown and it was pretty packed because Tucker Wetmore was performing and Johnny Manziel was hosting it. And Tucker is like an up and coming artist here in Nashville. And he's like popping off on TikTok too. But anyway, this place was packed. And don't get me wrong, I appreciate compliments so much. Like I'm always like, wait, what? When people tell me that I'm pretty or that I look good.
I'm always like, wait, what?
I mean, I'm not like, wait, what? Like I know that I'm good looking, but like it's just always like I'm very grateful to like get a compliment
right.
from
you
someone
do
that
take,
I don't know.
You take compliments very well.
Thank you.
Like you act shocked.
Thank you.
Taking she's like it right now.
Yeah, yeah. She's like smiles so much. She's like shocked that somebody's called her pretty. Like it's like, it's but she gets like, it 8 times a night.
No,
by people.
Okay. Well, here's
especially
the
with the braids.
Oh my god. Especially. So this is another thing. Hold on. I'll get to the braids. I got complimented 4 times that night, all by women saying that I'm so pretty, that I'm so beautiful, that I'm gorgeous. And like, I was like, thank you every time. But I was like,
she's pouting.
After the 4th one, I was like, okay, do people think I'm gay? Which like, it's fine. But like, do I give off that vibe if only women are complimenting me? Like, I never really have men compliment me. Which is fine because I'm also like we all know I'm intimidating to men. Like, that's fine. But only women compliment me. And I'm like, wait, but I'm not gay.
Yeah. I have noticed that with you in the past, the woman complimenting you, but they compliment me too. And I like don't think I'm gay. Like, I don't feel like I'm gay.
I'm not questioning my sexuality. I'm just saying, like, I know that I'm straight, but I'm just like, I hope that these women out there don't think I'm giving off the vibe that I'm gay.
I think,
like, it's maybe it's the braids. Like, I don't know.
Maybe you give it off, but I think it's female culture overall to compliment. Yes. And I will say, I do not ever get compliments from males, like, ever. I used to.
That's not true.
At the bar. You get
way more than I do.
Dude, at the bar, no. Like, can you even remember the last time? Because I literally can't. It's not a big deal. I'm not counting the times. But I think girls are complimenting way more.
Girls are complimenting more, but I still feel like I'm giving off the vibe that I'm gay.
How about the time when we were in Florida and Kenna's doing her dancing, like, that she does at the bar? She came up to you and she was like, I'm gay and, like, I, like, think I'm in love with you.
Oh, yeah, that did happen. And I was like, well, I'm not, but...
Yeah. Sorry, like, and girls at the karaoke bar said,
yes. Yeah, so even this weekend we went to karaoke, and you know what, you know I always perform Britney Spears at karaoke. It's my go-to. I've been rehearsing for years. I go to karaoke and I perform Britney. These girls, after, they're just like tourists here in Nashville, they come up to me and they're like, oh my god, I think I just turned gay for you. Like,
I'm married, but like,
I would go gay for you. Like, I think I just turned my sexuality. I was like, wait, what? Like, I'm so flattered, but like, do I look gay?
I don't know what that even means. So I don't know how to call that.
Is it the braids? Like, is it giving off that I'm...
So I think there's certain things that only girls think about. And I think, like, braids might be one of them.
Okay.
Where, like, let me think about this. Like, there's certain... I'm trying to think of examples because I've had this conversation with Maggie. About, like, certain things that girls do are for girls.
Yeah.
It's not, like, guys don't notice it. Guys don't think it's cool. Guys don't think it's attractive. They just don't even notice it. Like, certain shirt types, certain dress types.
Yes.
Where it's just, like, guys don't look at that. Or hair. Yeah, hairstyles. Right. Where it's just, like, okay, so, and I think the braids might fit there.
I understand. I understand that point. But
men are obsessed with the braids.
This is where I have an opposing argument is because... I think, like, little small hair changes for myself, yeah, like when I straighten it versus wearing it curly. But, like, braids, I think, are a dramatic change. And girls haven't really been complimenting me on my braids, but men love the braids.
Interesting.
From what I've gathered.
Like, you're pretty, and you're so pretty, and the boys are like, I like your braids.
Yes. Like, multiple men have been, like, guys that I know that have seen me with my hair before, not just, like, random people coming up to me at the bar, but, like, men that I know are, like, loving the braids. So that's interesting.
White guys?
Yes.
Only?
Yeah.
It's an easy compliment and a safe compliment for a white guy to tell a black girl, hey, I love your hair.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Cause there's a big, like, thing about, shit.
Like, for me, I'm
you
like,
you got this one.
For me, I'm like, oh, like, not him complimenting my hair.
It's an easy one. It's a layup. It really is. It's like, oh, cool. Like, obviously, you put a lot into that. I can tell.
Yeah, oh, cool, and you're not racist.
Mm-hmm. Right, so it's like a little bit of like a virtue signaling thing, too, of like, see, look, I recognize, like, real recognize real. Yeah,
oh my cool. God, that's so okay. Interesting, Alex. Wait, what were you going to say before you said you need to shut up?
No, okay, that's why I shut up.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Wisdom.
Okay, so that's what I've learned from this weekend is that women turn their sexuality for me and want to date me, and men love the braids.
But I want to say you were pouting at the Live Oak writer's round, like, oh my god! Like,
I wasn't even trying to be pick me. Like,
I'm
gay.
Like, no, I wasn't. It's like literally the most awkward, like, complaint that I've ever heard. Like, should I going up to our friends and being like pouting, like, full on, like, getting consoled. Like, no, you're fine. Like, you're not gay. Like, nobody thinks you're gay. Like,
it wasn't even. I'm like, are you? More like, why can't men say that I'm hot? And our guy friends were like, you are hot. You are. And I'm like, thank you, but like, I need to hear it from men that I don't know.
You're getting the praise. It's just not from who you want.
Right.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was pick me. Oh, so please don't even say it wasn't.
Okay. So I was being pick me this weekend.
Yeah. And I can say that because you say I'm pick me for the smallest things.
Yeah. You are pick me sometimes. It's fine, but you are.
And that's fine. But like, it's really random things. You're like, that was pick me. It wasn't trying to be.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on.
So, yeah. I'm not gay, by the way. You guys are watching this. Okay. So what else do we have to talk about? Okay. So, we went to Palm Sunday Mass. yesterday. Yeah.
That was a long one. You guys remember how long the Passion is?
I haven't been to one of those masses in a while.
Yeah.
It was like we were standing for 30 minutes.
Yeah. I was trying to follow along, like really pay attention and follow along so that I could like actually not like be entertained, but it's a story.
Yeah.
You know, it's a story. So I was like, let me try to like actually visualize this and like watch like what Jesus went through.
And we were talking about this today too, because like we grew up Catholic and went to Catholic high school and like just was always, we were always surrounded by this, but like we were comparing things that happened in church that we went to here in Nashville to like what would happen back at our hometown church. So one of those things is when you're getting out to, I guess you would only get this if you're Catholic, but like when you're leaving the pew to go walk down the aisle to take communion, our dads and our brothers would always, like when you get out of the pew, let the women go first. So it would be like the man steps back and you let the women go. So my brother always did that. My dad always did that. Same with Mackie.
It's like etiquette.
Yeah.
Like Catholic etiquette.
No one did that here, which was like, we were watching like the pews and we were like, because everyone did that back at home. But it's like, we also are still in the South. So it's not like it should be like a Southern.
Yeah. It was just so different. I mean, I'm like, is that only a thing of our church that does that?
Really weird.
And like just one guy started doing it and then now they, it's like been a forever thing. Everyone just does it and follows them, because we should go to another church and check it out.
Also, yeah, we should. Also, like when you're kneeling to
people like are putting their butts back left and right. Like you're not allowed to do that.
We would get in so much trouble. Like my parents would be like smack me and be like, get up, like kneel and don't put your butt back on the seat.
Like no chatting, chit chat. My mom would be like,
no phones and masks. Oh, if you bring your phone and masks, you're done.
Phone stays in the car.
Yeah, but phone like, stays in the car.
I bring mine in now.
Me too. Sorry, Mom. But at least we went to Palm Sunday Mass.
Right.
We got our palms.
And Kenneth's like, let's leave after Eucharist, which is like at the end of Mass, which is like when the bad Catholics leave the Mass. And I look at her, I go, dude, we've made it this far. We got to stay.
It was an hour and a half long Mass because of the damn Passion. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins.
The damn Passion.
Know, right? I'm sorry. That's so bad. Yeah.
He doesn't listen. It's okay. He doesn't tune in.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. But yeah, it was a long Mass. I'm glad that we went, though, because our moms are happy about it. But when we were leaving church, we had already been to the grocery store and like got a few things for the week, but we forgot about dinner for Sunday night. So we're leaving church and Mackie's like, ugh, I'm really in the mood for some pasta salad. And I was like, okay, it's also 8 p.m. Like, I'm literally starving. But she wants to go to the grocery store and get stuff to make pasta salad. So we go to the grocery store. We get stuff to make pasta salad. And she's like in the car, you know what? Like, it's kind of crazy that we could just eat whatever we want. I've never been denied on something that I'm craving. I always get to decide what I want to eat. And it's so true.
Since we've been this age, like it's right. Like it's like a cool thing that we can do right now. Because like you're growing up, your mom's making dinner. Like you don't get to pick. Like I'm not kidding you. Like every single time for the past, like since we've lived together, I've been like, I want sushi, and you've been like, same. Like we get sushi. Want pasta salad? We make pasta salad. Like I wanted fried chicken sandwich this weekend. I got it.
Yeah.
Like if you have like just a paying job, no matter what it is, you can usually kind of get what you want.
And there's no one standing in your way. Like there's not like nobody being a like, kid being like, that can't eat something maybe because they're too little, or someone that has an allergy, or like, I don't know, like.
And like, we like the same thing. So we always get the same thing.
Just like as a single female or like living in our age, you can literally eat whatever you want.
And you can also do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can. Which when you're talked about this, like having sleepovers every night with your best friend. Like it's crazy that we live together and get to do that. But like, even like when it comes to meals and snacks, it's like we always can just do whatever the fuck we want, which is dope.
Yeah.
Another reason why I'm not trying to have kids out in this bitch. Sorry, Alex. Alex is literally about to be a dad next week.
By the time it's okay.
By the time this episode,
you can still eat whatever
out,
you want.
For sure.
Yeah.
But then you have to like cater to the kid.
Yeah. She can't eat whatever she wants, but I can.
Okay.
For
that's
sure.
Fair.
Yeah.
I just love that about post grad or like adult life, I guess. That's a positive of adult life. Doctor sucks. Food selection, you can do whatever you fucking want.
Yeah.
Eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
Being an adult is way better than being a kid.
Objectively.
It really is.
I feel like I always wanted to be older too.
Pros and cons list.
Pros and cons. We need to make one.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Pro.
I mean, the money you get to do. Money's the biggest thing for me.
Pro, you have money. That's my, that's my biggest
one. Pro, you have money.
Sure.
Pro, you can do. Okay. Should we do pro then con?
Yeah.
Okay. Pro of what? Being a kid?
Being an adult.
Mm-hmm. Okay, being an adult.
Pro, you can make money. Mm-hmm. Con, you have to pay bills and like do that shit, the taxes and all that.
Responsibilities.
Fucking, yeah, responsibilities.
Okay.
Do we have to limit responsibilities to one con? Because I feel like they can be split up into multiple cons.
No, because you can use the money for a lot of different things too. So okay, I think they're yeah, evenly weighted.
It's fine. One.
Okay.
Pro, can you do whatever you want? Can that be a pro?
Yeah.
Like you can smoke weed whenever you want and drink whenever you want.
Or even more tame, just no bedtime.
No bedtime.
No bedtime.
Yeah, you can go out all on school nights, like all that. Yep. Yeah, do whatever
so
you want.
So that's a pro. Mm-hmm. Con?
Shit.
I think this is pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Being an adult's better.
I guess they all kind being of fall under responsibilities. Like, I don't know, like if your car breaks down, you have to deal with that.
Responsibility.
No one's going to help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. Okay, you don't have help.
You don't have help.
That's good.
Like okay, the toilet paper, like the paper towels delivered at the door. Like somebody went and got that for you. But mm-hmm, like we did that yesterday. It's not that bad.
Yeah, no help.
Okay. So it's not even, it's barely a con.
Pro?
It's over.
It's
being
over.
An adult's better, in our opinion. Did you decide?
Yeah, it is better, but like also.
I love when Mackie puts on the A mic hat.
Yeah.
She's just like, I'm going to host this real quick. What do you think?
I love that.
Because I'm done with her continuing this yeah, like small, like, I mean, slow pros and cons. Yeah. Like, maybe we can come back next week with one that like we've gotten finished. Okay, but like, it was, first two were easy.
She doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, like, I no, just don't want to sit just made here. Up. What?
Your mind's just made up.
Yeah, my mind's made up. Great idea. Great thought.
But you always like to think about like your childhood and like how you would just like.
I mean, I miss my parents, living with them and like living with my siblings. But like, I feel like I lived that all out like to the greatest I could have ever imagined. And like, I'm happy it's the past. And like, the adult life is so fabulous.
Okay, great.
You know?
Love
you
it.
Chase fine, your goals.
Adult life is better.
Do you really
you
think?
You convince me. No, it is.
Okay.
I like being an adult, but it's just like annoying with the responsibilities. Okay, moving
yeah,
on.
Being a kid was fun, but this is more fun, don't you think?
Yeah, agreed.
No rules.
No rules.
Just laws.
I love being able to do whatever I want.
We just have laws.
No rules, just laws.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, culture of men. So obviously it is March Madness season.
Which, by the way, I'm winning in the bracket. Apparently they told me this morning, it, like a long shot in the company shit. They're literally like, Mackie, you know you're winning. Like, nobody else is catching up to you. Like, you're probably going to win it. I'm like, are you serious? I didn't even check. And they said that's usually how it happens. So
damn,
I'm not going to look.
So
I don't know if you can really like be winning so much that like, you're going to win at this point. But they said I'm just doing really well.
Did Tennessee win?
Yeah. We sang Rocky Top.
Oh, yeah. Kentucky lost.
Yeah. Cats suck.
Okay. The Cats don't suck, but they did lose. And was this the first round? What's going on with March Madness right now? How many rounds is it?
I don't know.
I couldn't even tell you. I think there's 5 rounds.
Did you do a bracket, Alex?
Uh-uh. I haven't watched 1 minute of basketball this year.
Oh, my god!
I only watched the Tennessee game.
Alex, that's not very culture of men of you.
Fair enough.
I'm getting ready to be about to be a father, yeah, so your priorities
I've been a little preoccupied by yeah, some things. Yeah. I can pull up the bracket for you, though. Here you go.
Okay, so, yeah. And apparently, like...
Wait, it's almost over?
No, it's not almost over.
Looks like they've already played a lot.
So we're in... Looks like we're in Sweet 16 right now.
Okay, so my school's out. Mackie's school's still in. I guess we'll see what happens. We don't really care that deeply. But the main reason we brought up March Madness was because we went on to the bar on Saturday.
We were like bar hopping.
We were bar hopping. How fun.
With like to different groups of people.
You also put on the outline we didn't do anything this weekend, which is like the furthest thing from true. She said
it felt
we literally did nothing this weekend. I was like,
it
wait.
It felt kind of boring to me before it got fun. Like it didn't get fun until Saturday at like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So I just kind of had in my mind we didn't do much. But I guess starting Saturday, we just did a lot Saturday 3 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah.
And that was all we did.
And then we had like a pretty full Sunday. Well,
Sunday
did.
Was like errands.
Mackie ran 10 miles on Sunday.
Yeah. But that's it's just a usual thing now, y'all.
Yeah. Look at you, you runner girl.
You didn't even know I ran 10 yesterday.
Because it's light.
Yeah, it's
not
a light
even newsworthy
day
at this point.
Okay, but we went to the bar to watch basketball, and literally it is packed with, one, so many hot men, and two, just like it's just like giving the culture of men vibe at the bar. Like our the guys we were with were like, we need to be in front of a TV at 12:30. If I'm not in front of a TV at 12:30, like I don't know what I'm doing. Like they're pulling up games on their phone. They're like, we've got to watch this.
Yeah, they're like, anyone have a charged phone? Like we got to get this one. Blah, blah, blah. Like somebody had to use your phone, right? Yeah. Because you had batteries?
Yeah, to watch a game. I was literally like, I think y'all are crazy.
I think it has to do with all the money that they put on the games. Like I think that they're just like crazy about, like somebody was like, if UNC doesn't win, if UNC wins, like
shots on me or something. Yeah, like no, yeah, they do spend so much money on gambling and shit. Mm-hmm. That's what I've just never understood. Because are you not losing a lot of money at the end of the day? Because you're spending so much of it on gambling. I guess if you're bad at it,
that's why it's a bad addiction.
Because like it's like you always want more.
It's like never, like even when you win a lot, like you're just gonna put it back into like betting on more, and then you could lose that. Like it's just like never ending. Unless you end on a really good one and you never gamble again.
That happened to me.
Yes, it did.
That happened to me.
What was it that on again?
Okay, so 2 years ago, I think it was, Super Bowl. I had, this was like back in my betting days. I'm just kidding. But so like
you were a gambler. No,
I only bet like a few times and then I won this bet and I never did it again.
Okay, so yeah.
Which I don't even think I ever got this money out of the app.
We should probably do.
Oh my God. It's like $400.
Dude, you should do that.
I should. I need to look. I haven't logged in like years, literally, since then. 2 years ago, Super Bowl, I had a free $50 bet. And my guy friends were like, do it on Odell Beckham Jr. scoring the first touchdown of the game. Wow. And I was like, okay, that's like, that might happen. I trust it because I know who that is. Like, I know the name. So I'm like, oh, maybe he will. So I put that free $50 bet, won $450 because he scored the first touchdown of the game. And I was like,
dude, that's amazing. You got to log in and check, find that money.
I know. Oops.
Damn. I did that the other day to like a health savings account I had a while ago and it had $400 in it. Transferred that shit immediately.
Adulting.
I'm like, let's go. Like that's some pros of adulting. But I do have my endoscopy tomorrow, and they called me for like pre-op questions, and they were like asking me like if I feel safe in my home, which like you're my roommate.
Did you say yeah? What the fuck?
I was like joking with her. Like I didn't. She seemed like a cute, fun girl. And I was like,
the doctor?
The and one like, that called on the me. Phone, the on one the that phone, called me. Like, she was like a cute nurse, like doing my pre-op questions.
Have you like seen her? Do you just base this off of her
voice? She seemed like she was like 80 years old and has done this 1 million times. And like, she was excited to be on the phone with me because I was like, you know, a fun girl to be on the phone with. So she asked if I feel safe in my home, and I was like, oh my God, like, yeah, I do. I said, yeah. And she's like, are you able to, like, properly take care of yourself? And I was like, barely. And she's like, okay, like, what do you need assistance with? I was like, oh my God.
It's a joke.
Like, I'm kidding. Like, and so she, like, took it so seriously, and I was like, kind of would think this is funny. Because, like, you do take care of me, but, like, I can fend for myself. And, like, she's literally like, can you not, like, get out of bed?
Barely.
Yeah.
That is funny. So,
yep. Endoscopy tomorrow. We shall see. And also, I'm thinking my diet.
Yep. Endoscopy tomorrow.
But you know how we're talking all about how we can eat whatever we want?
Yeah.
I think that's going to change because I think they're going to give me results that like.
You're definitely going to be gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free. All that shit is going to come back.
Yeah. So like. No,
which means so my diet is changing because we get our groceries together and we make every meal together. So fuck me.
Yeah. So long to eating whatever we want after this episode. But like, I really have been like eating so much different shit right now because I know these results are going to be bad.
Because I told you this years ago and you were just like, fuck it.
Yeah. I've been ignoring this issue for like 10 years.
So wait, do we need to tell the story about how you choked on chicken and this is how you found out about your – isn't that the story?
I mean, like, I choked on a pork chop.
Oh, a pork chop. And then this is how you found out that you had a bad...
I already knew.
What's it called?
Endoscopy. Or esophagus.
Esophagus. This is how you knew, right? Am I making up the story?
I mean, is that true? I don't remember. It was so...
Dude, it's your throat. What do you mean?
I thought it was one day you literally choked on a pork chop.
Yes, I did.
And you had to go to the doctor. And you like it literally was like we thought really, you were going to die.
Have you guys ever choked?
No.
Like, I've been like, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been like that.
It is terrifying.
Oh, it's super scary.
My dad like got behind me and was about to do that like thing.
The Heimlich remover?
Maneuver. Wow.
Yeah.
It's removing your Heimlich.
Remover. Yeah.
And I threw it up before. I've also choked on a pencil grip before. You know those things you used to put on your...
Yeah. Wow, that just like scratched an itch in my brain.
That was a childhood memory unlocked.
Con, no
pencil grips
in adulthood. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. So that is so funny. It was like a thing to do in second grade to like chew on the pink sparkly grips. Like you would just sit in class like chewing on it.
Oh my God.
And me and all the girls would do it. Literally so stupid.
So stupid.
And I swallowed it and I was like, oh my God. And I went up to my teacher. I'm like swallowed. She's like, okay. So I go to the nurse and the nurse for like 30 minutes is thinking I'm saying grape, that I'm choking on a grape.
But you're saying grip. And
I'm like, it's a grip. And it has a hole in it. So yeah. Like I was able to breathe through that hole.
Through the hole, yeah.
And so everything ended up fine.
Sideways, it's laying like this.
Yes. And I threw it up. But yeah, I've choked a lot on pork chops and grits.
Wait, what, how, all right. Why does whatever's wrong with your esophagus make you choke?
It's like too.
It's like inflamed.
Small.
Oh, like, okay. Got it.
Yeah, it's like inflamed. Like bread. Bread's an issue.
She has to like chew the fuck out of her food before she swallows it.
Nice. That'll keep that jawline tight though.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
I guess so.
Maybe I need to start doing that.
Yeah, right?
But wait, so you have choked. Sorry.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I've never choked like that.
It's really scary.
Mm-hmm. Steak and pasta for me.
Yeah, steak.
Because steak, you really got to chew. And then pasta, like I'm just taking big bites and I'm not getting through it.
So like, do you just like wait and like drink water and like try to stay calm?
Mm-hmm.
Also, men eat so fast. Have you guys seen that TikTok trend that's like trying to match my boyfriend's or my husband's eating pace?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the men are literally like huge fucking bites, shoving. Bites. They don't even chew. They just swallow. Shove, shove, shove. And the girl is like trying to catch up. Like she's freaking out because she can't be at the same pace. And then there's also the men doing it with the women.
Oh,
and
they could never.
Like, she has a bite, puts her shit down, like watches her show, drinks water, like goes up to get a napkin, comes back, like takes another small bite. And it's just like the complete opposite. But yeah, men like shovel the fuck out of their food. And I just always feel like you guys are like in a race to like finish and be like, how much can I eat? Like, because I need to like get that protein gains, bro. So you guys are like, so you guys are like absolutely shoveling the fuck out of your food. Is that
true? Do you shovel your food?
No, I'm not a shoveler.
I feel like, I don't think Alex is.
Mm-mm. That's why I'm just kind of chilling. Yeah. It's not, I don't really identify with that breed of guy, but yeah. I know him. I know those guys for sure. Yeah.
I also just feel like it's like,
yeah, it's like that type of like,
especially if you're trying to gain muscle and gain weight, it's like you have to try to eat fast so you don't get full as quickly so you can eat more. Is that right for men? Mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah, those
like
are bros.
Muscle builders.
Mm-hmm. Muscle builders.
I feel like that's what my brother was.
What are those
body builders?
Bodybuilders.
Sure. Muscle builders.
Muscle builders.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
All right. Let's move on to pop culture.
What do you have, Princess Kate?
It's literally not funny.
Oh, shit. No, it's not funny at all, but she is not dead. She was missing.
And I think we need to start off by apologizing because we said some, like, not the nicest things about the royal family, and like everyone on the internet is like, we hope you guys feel like shit now about, not to us, but just like in general, like the comment sections of things are like, we hope you people that were trolling her feel bad, which
were we trolling her?
We weren't trolling, but I was more just like, you're lying. Like she's not, that's not her, but I guess it was her.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's her, but like, I just think, okay, yes. So she has cancer, which, so sorry, praying for her and her family, you know.
Yeah, I think it's really sad.
It is sad. We've both had family members affected by cancer, so we understand. I just think that the one thing that is a little bit sketchy mm-hmm. to me is that they never announced what kind of cancer it was. Like, are we just supposed to assume it's abdominal because she had abdominal surgery? Because I've never seen a cancer announcement that just says like so-and-so has cancer.
So do you think that she doesn't have cancer because she didn't say the type? Or like what's your thing here?
Not necessarily that she doesn't. I just think there's something a little bit off about the announcement.
I think the royal family is always like so like weird and off, but I don't think they're making this up or like anything. Like she looked really sick in that video. Did you watch it?
Yeah, and it just looked fake.
Are you serious?
This would be a wild lie even for them. I'm on your team when it comes to like they need to be questioned because they definitely play the game and they definitely like
they're just sketchy.
Hide the
there's
truth
something
a lot.
Sketchy about that.
Yeah, for sure. This would be low for them, though, even.
Yeah.
And what's the point of lying about Princess Kate has cancer? Like, for what? It's
to make people feel bad.
Why do they want people to feel bad?
Because everyone's been, like, trolling her about where are you? And then it's like, oh, I have cancer, so leave me alone.
You're saying this throws everybody off the trail of whatever they were hiding before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, what do you think they're like actually hiding because she's not coming out of the castle? Is that where she lives?
Well, there's the rumors. Palace. There's the rumors about there being a mistress.
Yeah, that.
And like that she was basically being like, I'm not doing my duties until this is done.
Yes.
And then she disappeared. And so everybody's like, what's going on?
I see. And that's a fair conspiracy, but I feel like she has cancer. She looks frail, pale, which like obviously you can make somebody look like that.
She has cancer.
Did I convince you or what? Okay, let's go. I've convinced you a couple times.
I'm not
today.
Trying to get canceled on the internet, and like I feel like I will, but like I just feel like there's just something sketchy about it. Like,
I just like didn't
have you ever seen a cancer like seriously have you ever seen a cancer announcement that doesn't specify what kind of cancer?
I just didn't even think of that. Like, I don't think many people thought she didn't say what kind of cancer, like wonder what kind. Like, I just feel like it's she has cancer. I don't know,
but it's always like so-and-so was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Now that you say that, I feel like most people do say the kind when they're in, but like she's also like the royal family and the princess, like maybe they just don't want to
disclose that info.
Yeah,
that's fine. I mean, I'm praying for her. I feel like they said something about them catching it in the early stages, so hopefully that it's fine. I think there's something sketchy about the whole situation.
Yeah,
I'm searching right now too. They still haven't updated and said what type it is. They're just saying early stages of chemo.
Yeah, like what for what?
They found it in the abdominal surgery. That's it. I'm with you. That is
sketchy. Stomach cancer, guys.
Stomach cancer. Okay. Well, they could say that.
It's assumed, maybe.
It's also like if you search just Kate Middleton cancer, it's all apologies from like
other people,
news outlets being like, sorry that we perpetuated the whole conspiracy stuff. So it's like if they were trying to throw people off the trail, like this worked. When I sent it to you guys, I just went, damn.
Yeah.
Because I was like, wow, that's really disappointing.
Everyone's
like,
response.
It's sad.
And even like people are making TikToks that have like talked about it and like stitching their TikTok and be like, shit, I'm sorry.
Well, we are sorry.
We are sorry. And I'm sorry if this caused more.
Sorry if true.
Sorry if true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Time will tell.
So Jennifer Lopez is getting absolutely dragged right now because people are saying that she's cringe nowadays, which...
Yeah, that's crazy to me that they just decide... Like, I haven't heard of her in a while.
You haven't?
No.
Okay, so, I mean, we all know that she sings, she dances, she acts, right? She's a triple threat,
if you will. You like to say that you are a triple threat, too.
I'm a retired
triple threat.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. You've never heard about my retired triple threatness?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
no,
I mean,
of course I haven't.
I mean, I was a theater kid growing up, as you guys know. And I used to do musical theater and I used to take voice lessons. And obviously, like, I think dance was like my strongest suit. So I minored in dance in college and like I was on dance team in high school and all that. And then I also used to act. So I was the lead in our high school musical senior year.
Chicago.
But I just would say that my skill set has fallen off a little bit since that time in my life. You know, like I'm not singing really anymore, not acting. Like I dance here and there for fun. But like, that's why I would consider myself a retired triple threat.
Okay, that's fair.
But yes, I do have those.
Thank
talents.
You for the context.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think that's
I love
cool
that
you.
About myself. It's one of my favorite things that I was a theater kid because people look at me and don't assume that, right? Like, not only was I a theater kid, but I also was – I hate to even say this word. Like, I really
don't
do.
Don't say it.
Okay.
Don't say it.
Not only was I a theater kid, but, like, I had a lot of friends in high school.
What was the word you were going to use?
Popular. Like, literally.
And I hate that.
Please
like,
don't say popular.
And I wasn't – like, you think of – you think the word popular and you think mean girl. Like, so mean. But I was never mean. I was always
welcoming with open arms. I feel like you're acting again right now.
Wait, sorry. I'm not trying to act. I'm just saying, like, I don't want people to think that, like, I'm a mean girl or I was a mean girl. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to act.
No, it's fine, dude.
You
but, like, it does come
acting.
Out.
You
it does.
Like, and I always think this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm theatrical. I can't help it.
Literally being a theater kid right here in the flesh.
Once a theater kid, man.
You can take the theater. Wait, what is it? You can take the girl out of the theater, but you can't take the theater out of the girl.
And speaking of,
yeah,
just like that, J-Lo.
Right, back to J-Lo.
Same thing.
We don't have to talk about me anymore. Yeah. No, she's being called cringe, which I guess I'm being cringe right now, talking about how I was fucking popular in high school, but I was.
Yeah.
And like, I also wasn't mean. Like, I was very nice, but like, yes, I did have a lot of friends.
Okay, we were, but J-Lo, nice. Though. Okay, we get it. Yeah, we were fine. Nice.
Wait, but I want to say one more thing before we go to J-Lo. Okay, so Kenna was the lead, and it was like literally the coolest thing ever. I want to try to find the film, but like, she was literally the lead, like, and the whole place was packed out.
Wait,
like,
you have to buy tickets. Okay, yeah, and we actually have to go back to this. We can't go to J-Lo yet because
It was literally like the coolest thing. What was your character's name?
Velma. Okay, Velma. So it was Chicago the Musical, but here's the thing about being the cool
I already
kid.
Know what you're going to say. Oh my God, so they had never before sold out the auditorium. And when I became the lead, there was not a seat in sight. They had never
sold. Is that the script? That's your script that you usually hit when you tell the story?
What are you going to say?
I was going to say they've never sold out a show at our high school before I became the lead. And when I was the lead, it's because I made all the athletes were in the audience, right? Like the athletes had never been to a show before. But they all came because I was the lead, because I was friends with all the athletes, because I was
don't popular. Even say it again. Right. You were cool.
So yeah, that's just a slight flex that I have. But back but to J-Lo. Cool.
I really still want to get the video. I want to still get – whoa, sorry. I want to get the video.
Not you choking on the mic.
That thing came at me fast. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so J-Lo.
Yeah, so she's being totally cringe in, like, some interviews.
Yeah, so she's making everything about herself, which I can't really talk about this because I do the same shit.
Maybe just you and I talk about J-Lo.
She makes it about herself, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, when y'all were prepping this, I pretty much turned everything back to myself as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I get that from you. No,
really?
I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah.
Like, usually I'll be like, do you like pasta? I love pasta. Like something like that. Like I'll ask somebody something and I'll like I did it earlier to you. I said, have you ever choked? I choked on a grip.
Oh yeah. Okay.
She does do that a lot, yeah. But so, we all do. Like everyone
I feel like
loves
it's like human nature a little bit to like to talk about yourself.
It is. Everyone
People
loves
who
to
are
talk
like,
about themselves.
I don't like to talk about myself. I'm like, really?
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah,
does.
You do.
Yeah.
If that's why I feel like we're so good at like making conversation with people because we literally just or at least I do. I don't know about you.
Okay. No, because she Weirdness. Doesn't think I'm good at talking to strangers or just like people that we somewhat know or like acquaintances. Like she's literally like, okay, we're coming up to these people like, be nice. Here's their name. Their names are Michael and Carly. I'm like, okay. Like I'll be nice.
Because it's just like you need to like make them feel like when you start asking someone questions about themselves and they start getting into it, they feel so good about themselves and like it makes them like you mm-hmm. even more because they're like, oh shit, this person is interested in me.
Very true. Like when we were doing a lot of interviews, I was doing that shit
and
so
people
much.
Love us because literally you just ask them questions about themselves and they're like, oh my God, wait, that's so fun to talk about myself like that.
Yeah. So I don't know if I
You can't diss J-Lo.
Can diss J-Lo.
Okay.
But you can.
Okay. Oh, it's me. It's up to me now. It's just me and J-Lo. Great, dude. No, she's getting dragged because she does make literally everything about herself, including like situations that she obviously should not. Like this, I haven't seen the documentary, but I've seen clips of it.
Yeah.
And she's talking about how she's like talking to her agent, trying to get somebody to come to some event that she has or something. And the agent is basically like, no, so-and-so can't come because they have a wedding. And she's like, well, can't, I mean, but I really want them here. And they're like, well, you know, they're in the wedding party. Like they're part of the wedding. And she's like, whose wedding even is it? Like who, like as like if someone's going to blow off being in somebody's like bridal party or something to come be that.
Yeah. It's like, triple threat getting to her head. I feel like she's like, I am the best at everything. Like, why wouldn't they be here for me?
And then I guess there was an actors round table and she was, I guess they were going, it was like a bunch of actors going around talking about their experiences. And who is it? Lupita
mm-hmm.
was talking about, Lupita is this black actress. I don't know her last name, but.
I'm pretty sure she just goes by that.
Okay.
But I'll pull
black
it up.
Actress. And she was talking about her experience on how she had to portray like two different characters in this movie. And like J-Lo interrupts and she's like, you know, yeah, like it was really hard for me to, you know, do that intro scene in the movie. What is it? Hustlers?
Yeah.
That was really hard for me to do that intro scene in the movie Hustlers. Like I had to get up and dance on that pole in front of everyone. And like,
oh damn.
And she's like comparing her experience to Lupita's experience.
It's like, this wasn't not about you.
It's not about you. And like,
and also like J-Lo, that's what you do for a living. You dance. What do you mean? Like, this is what you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like not the same, not equivalent struggles whatsoever.
No. Okay.
And she's interrupting like every conversation. And she's like, yeah, you know, when I had to do that and it was so hard for me when, and everyone's just like, what?
Okay. So yeah. I mean, cringe. I could see that being like, being annoying and a little bit cringe.
Yeah.
I'll have to look more into her. I really haven't heard of her in quite some time. I mean, she was in like a movie I used to love.
My favorite movie she was in was What to Expect When Expecting.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
So do you guys want to know who I like, not mix her up with, but like put similar with her?
Who?
Or like category?
Oh God, I don't think I'm going to be upset by this answer.
Mine?
Yeah.
Who is Sandra Bullock.
Oh, okay.
Like they kind of remind me of each other.
I could see that, but.
They play similar roles.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they're in similar types of movies. I can see that. I don't think if you stood them next to each other, you'd be like, they're similar. I don't think that's the case. But for roles, yeah.
Okay,
I get that.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say Beyonce.
No. I mean, no.
I feel like you would mix her up with Beyonce.
This whole, like, I was like having to differentiate. That's the word. Okay. Moving on. What's up next?
All right, so if you're in Nashville, you probably heard the news that Riley Strain was found dead in the Cumberland River. It's actually pretty crazy because he was found right behind our apartment complex in the Nations in West Nashville. And I mean, from what we know and have seen, he, I guess, fell into the river or somehow got into the river. Downtown, and I guess his body traveled all the way through to West Nashville, and that's where they found him. It's really sad because I feel like we were once, you know, 22, 2-3 years ago in college,
like
hammered
at
a bar. Yeah, at Formal.
In a city you've never been to. Yeah. In NOLA. Yeah.
It's like being in Nashville for him is like a city that he's never been to, or maybe probably not. And he's 22, so he, like, just turned 21. He's just legally allowed to drink. He's at the bar with his friends. So he left the bar by himself.
Right. He got kicked out, I think.
Oh, he did.
He was really drunk.
So he got kicked out of the bar.
And he started, like, stumbling, trying to get back to the hotel, I think.
Yeah, and you've shown me. I wasn't really following the case because I'm not really, like, I guess this isn't true crime. Is this true crime? No. Mm. I'm not really like a
It's like missing person.
Yeah, like I don't follow that shit. So Mackie, but that's all Mackie's TikTok for you.
Well,
page.
I do that type of stuff in like the Brian Koberger case. Like that shit, I am like
You're
really
in
invested
yeah.
in.
So Mackie was like telling me all about it the morning that he was found because I literally didn't even know anything. And she was like, look at these videos of him like hammered walking home.
Like he's running into a pole and like he's so tall.
Yeah.
Like 6'4".
Yeah.
And six.
So, 6'6".
Yeah, he's
oh,
huge.
Shit.
He was 6'6".
So he's like so lanky, like just like falling down, and like homeless people said they saw him throwing up, and yeah.
So okay, I personally, what I told Mackie when she was like, yeah, he was found in the river, I was like, okay, so he was murdered, right? Like he was killed and like someone, I guess, disposed of his body in the river. But Mackie was like, no, like there was no foul play. I guess that's what the cop said. But like, do we really think, even if you're drunk or hammered or whatever, and you fall into the river, like, do you not think your body would like automatically go into like, what is it, fight or flight mode and like try to like swim to safety?
I don't know.
Like,
I think
do
it
you
depends.
Guys think, you don't
I think,
think
it
he was
depends.
Murdered, actually?
No, I think he fell down the muddy hill. And I think he was more than drunk. Let's just say that. He was more than drunk. And I think it was like probably like he couldn't swim.
Or like he hit his head or something.
Yeah, hit his head or something. I don't think there was any reason to kill a 6'7", 21-year-old guy who's drunk. Because the same people that saw him that night are the same people that see drunk people all the time.
Yeah.
I know. I just like no point to kill him. Like, and his debit card was found. Like, they didn't like steal any money, and he probably literally had zero money as a college kid. So,
I think he just got lost. I think this stuff happens. Like, that's I watched this one a lot. Like, my For You page was filled with all this type of stuff. It's just like, I don't think people who are far removed from college understand that, like, you drunk wander off from your friends all the time.
Totally.
Like, all the time at 22 years old. And he's in, like you said, a city that he doesn't know. He thought he was going to his hotel. Obviously, he was going the wrong way.
Yeah,
I'm sure he was just trying to figure out where he was. And I know I've been super drunk and have leaned back on some things and fallen over for sure. And I think he picked the wrong thing to fall over. And I think he probably got knocked out before he hit the water.
Mm. Yeah, hopefully so that he wasn't like literally actually drowning, because that would suck.
That's like actually so scary. But also it's like for me, except I guess just like as a girl too, like if any of our friends back in college were to get that drunk and like actually get kicked out of a bar, like...
Which they did. And we went with them.
You go with them.
Yeah, you walk them back.
Like, what are their
especially
friends
like if you're
doing?
In Nashville or NOLA or like somewhere like that where it's just like a huge bar scene and dangerous.
Like, what are his friends actually doing that, oh, I'm having too fun, I'm not going to leave? Like, okay, well, now look at your friend. He's dead.
I know.
Well, they'll have to live with that forever. Yeah. You know, like I'm sure they're not taking it lightly.
Yeah, that's really, really sad.
Even at church yesterday, the priest was like, he brought up Riley.
I know, and
he was
I couldn't believe that.
He literally said, he was like, why didn't the friend, like, you go with your friend?
Well, I guess it's just a lesson learned. And, like, the mom, like, had her podium time. What is it called?
Podium time.
Podium. Like, when she
like
talks
press,
about it.
Press conference. Yeah.
It's podium time, press
conference. Okay. That makes it sound like such, like a little kid activity. Would you like podium time?
Okay. At her press conference, she was like, it's just, like, a lesson. Like, go with your friends.
Say?
She was like her husband does most of the talking because she's like so upset. He was an only child.
Yikes. He was an only child. Oh
yeah.
My god, no.
And this is his stepdad that does most of the speaking at the press conferences. But she came up and said something, and it was just like, hug your babies tight. Shit. Like, and just like a lesson for everyone, I feel like. Like,
I'll say
go
too,
with your friends.
To defend his friends, yeah. Like Riley also was on film with that cop. Like a cop, he walked by a police officer, and the officer was like, how you doing, sir? And he was like, good, thanks, and kept it moving. So it's like, he wasn't in a state enough for a police officer to be like, hey, why don't you come here for a second? So like,
really?
You know what I mean? So like his buddies were probably just like, yeah, he's drunk, but like,
he'll make it home.
Whatever, so are we. Like,
yeah, and boys just always, I feel like, think like they'll be just fine.
Some people are also, it's really tough to tell when they're really, really fucked up.
Mm-hmm. I just think, not even to bring it back to like boys and girls thing, but like we, as a girl,
for sure,
I would never let my friend just go by herself if she's hammered.
Yeah.
That is a little different. Especially this kid's 6'6". Like,
yeah,
he's not like, the one who's going to get jumped. Usually.
Right.
You know what I mean? You
That's
wouldn't
why
think
I don't
that.
Think anyone killed him. Like,
I don't think anything
He was
happened.
Like skinnier, but like, he's so tall. Like, you can't. And like, when people were saying before they found him, like, he was kidnapped, I'm like, dude, it's hard to like kidnap a 6'7" dude.
Yeah, but like you said, he was not just
hammered. I guess you're
he
right.
was on other drugs too,
I don't know.
Probably.
It's really
Do we
scary.
Know that?
It's really scary.
Are you guessing?
I think.
No, I'm just like, if I don't know. I'm just assuming because the friends went silent.
Yeah, I don't know. The friends might have went silent too because it's a frat thing. He was in town for a
frat
convention.
Thing,
so,
frat
and
thing.
Like, that's what they do when something happens.
So
they
true.
Always lawyer up immediately, and they just are like, we're not going to talk. So it's kind of like that's on brand for.
So you don't think drugs were involved? I feel like they definitely.
He might have gotten roofied.
Yeah.
Like that. How often true. Does I have plenty of guy friends who have gotten roofied by mistake, or I shouldn't say like by mistake, have gotten roofied downtown and have gone home and been like, dude, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. And girlfriends. It's happened to our friends.
For sure.
Too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happens on Broadway. Yeah. I don't know how many people talk about that, but, like, it's a thing.
Yeah, it
have
actually
to be
is
careful.
Really scary.
Like, literally, I feel like I actually kind of am careful. Like, I never leave my drink, and I always have my hand over it, and, like, I'm low-key always looking. I don't know. I feel like we don't get that drunk anymore, but, like, you were the other weekend. So, like, you have to still be careful.
It happens.
Yeah,
it
still happens.
It is really scary. Okay, well.
But condolences to the fam.
Really sorry about that. And just be careful, you guys, and watch out for your people. And
yeah,
Try not to get that drunk.
If you can.
If you can. I mean, I really shouldn't be speaking because I was blackout last weekend, but.
Leave with a friend.
Leave with a friend.
There we go. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.